Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest? The commandments. As young children, we memorize them when our minds soak up important truths so easily, and then it seems as though we spend the rest of our lives letting them trickle down from up here to here. But when asked what the greatest is, the Lord doesn't reference any of the Ten Commandments given to Moses on Mount Sinai. Instead, he goes much broader. He looks to his heart and mind, not only perfectly integrated, but also the source of all good commandments. And of the 613 commands that we find in the Law of Moses, he chooses this. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind." But he doesn't leave it there. He skips back a bit to Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18, and says, "And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." Love of God and love of neighbor, they cover it all. They cover the ten, to be sure. Love of God. You'll have no false gods. You won't take the name of the Lord in vain. You'll keep holy the Lord's day. And love of neighbor, honoring your parents, not killing, not stealing, not committing adultery, not coveting, not lying. It's all in there, like the good old Prego sauce. It covers all of the moral life. Little insider secret about confession, at least my own confession. For years now, I've started each confession with them. "Bless me, Father, for I've sinned. It's been 2 weeks since my last confession. I've not loved the Lord my God with all my heart, soul, mind, and spirit, or my neighbor as myself." Poor Father Shurtleff over in Ogdensburg and Father Amy out up in Norfolk, I think they get tired of hearing it. They're like, "Yeah, we know." They don't say that, but that's what comes up every time, because I figure that covers it all. I get into the details that I'm going to spare you from today, but I figure if I forget something of those details, it's covered in the law of love, the divine crosshairs, the vertical love of God. In the horizontal, love of neighbor, it covers everything because it is love. St. Paul, in speaking of those theological virtues, said, "In the end, three things last: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love." I think you've heard of the words of Pedro Arrupe before, but I go back to them regularly, and I'd like to share them again with you now. He says, "Nothing is more practical than finding God. That is, than falling in love in a quite absolute and final way. What you are in love with, what seizes your imagination, will affect everything. It will decide what will get you out of bed in the mornings, what you'll do with your evenings, how you'll spend your weekends, what you read, who you know, what breaks your heart, and what amazes you with joy and gratitude. Fall in love. Stay in love. And it will decide everything." This afternoon, it will probably be, by all accounts, the last Mass in Pierides over at St. Paul's. It's so fitting, then, that we hear not his last words, but the first in the New Testament from our second reading. You might know that the first letter to the Thessalonians is considered the earliest of all the writings of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ that we find in the Scriptures. It's interesting how it starts. just years after the ascension of the Lord and after Paul's own conversion, he doesn't speak of drama. He doesn't rebuke any big hot-button issues that they're dealing with in Thessalonica. Instead, he encourages them. They're on the right path. They've followed him. They've received the word. They're having a tough time, it's sure, because there's persecution of them. But they're doing two things. They're loving God, and they're loving their neighbor. It affects everything. How we face our family lives and our work lives. Are we loving God? And are we loving our neighbor? It influences how we face the pandemic day in and day out. Are we putting God first and a close second to our neighbor? It's how we face the voting booths this week. Are we putting God first and a love of neighbor a close second? It's how we face death and grief, love and trust in God and love of our neighbor. It's how we watch the news. It's even how we face the closing of churches. I've seen it so clearly over these past few weeks. Loving God and loving neighbor. There's been a great care for the folks in Pyrenees and beyond. How are we respecting God in the midst of these challenging days, of the ceiling falling in the church in Pyrenees? Are those things that have glorified God for 100 years now going to be cared for well, because it shows how we care for God? The altar, the stations of the cross, the windows, the statues. Are we making sure that God is kept first, but also a close second? How are we loving our neighbors? We want to make sure that everyone who wants to be there this afternoon is able to do so and getting creative in doing so, but also that we honor those who over this past century have done so much to build up and maintain that beautiful structure. It's so basic. It's honestly a preacher's nightmare, because it's so boring. Love. And yet, nothing is more practical. Nothing is more essential, and nothing is more holy than loving God and neighbor.